When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back
again.
We're here.
Who missed us?
It's been seconds for us, but longer for you guys. Can't remember how long it takes, a day or so.
It's according when we're recording, because sometimes it's 2 days, sometimes it's the next week. Between episodes. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I was going to say, it doesn't come out for a couple weeks. So. What are you looking at?
My notes.
I watered that plant.
Did you?
I bring water from home.
It doesn't look like there's anything in it.
Look at the bottom.
Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, not the bulb. I like actually put water in the soil. It needed a good hydration.
A good rinse.
It was looking puny.
Yeah.
So I learned a new term I wanted to share.
A new term?
Yeah.
Do go on.
So, you know, one of my friends had a wife die.
Aw.
Sad face.
Yeah.
And when I saw him the other day, he was telling me, you know, how things have been. Well, he was also telling me about how he learned of this new thing. New to him, but I guess it's this thing. I'm sure you guys know what it is.
If you say bukkake.
No. No. But when we were talking about it, it reminded me, like, it's an episode of The Golden Girls. Do you remember when Sophia was searching through the obituaries to find old men?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, the old swinger couple.
No. Sophia was searching through the obituaries to find men whose wives have died.
Oh, yeah. And that one was...
Yeah. And so he told me that that is something that older Bettys do.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're called casserole ladies.
Yeah. They don't wait till the dead wife's body's cold till they start hovering around like
they vultures. They will go look and, you know, like, because now... The obituaries aren't always like shared on the newspaper. It's most of the time it's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll follow these Facebook sites and around town that have obituaries, and they'll see, well, who's the husband?
Yeah.
What's he look like?
Because that always says at the bottom, you know, survived by husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they'll show up to their house.
I didn't know that was actually a thing.
With a casserole.
The old men do too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not just women, but the women
bring that happen?
He told me he hadn't had it happen yet, and I was like, the moment it happens,
you've got to let us know.
Send me a picture of just some older woman outside your house with a casserole.
Oh yeah.
And you know what I thought about doing?
Get him a door cam.
No.
You thought about sending me with a casserole. I know what he was thinking.
Without telling him,
he's having a real hard time.
You know, his wife died. We just make him a casserole.
A ham and cheese and potato.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And he'll just show up. And in the last episode, Josh was complaining about a fly and there's one landed on your hair.
Mine?
It keeps messing with me.
Oh. I know. I think it's because you said something. And now it's like, watch this.
Don't mess with you.
But anyway, can you just imagine Kim showing up? She's just driving out there thinking, I'm going to go do
this. I'm so sorry about your wife.
And the moment he opens that door, he sees Kim show up with a casserole.
How you doing, honey?
Oh, my God, Kim.
This cheap slut.
Uh-huh.
I remember
just
grandma
for my wife to die.
Grandma would go to senior centers and stuff where they, you know, would have senior dancing and she'd sing gospel music. And they'd usually have, like, she'd take us sometimes where, you know, the cop shop was one of the ones she'd take us to.
Yeah.
And them ornery old men, their wife died the day before.
Right.
And they're going there and hitting on these old women, coming up to her grandma, our grandma. Right. And, hey, baby, you gonna come home with me tonight? Like, not even, like, try, like, you know, they're very old men, so they're used to, mm-hmm. oh, I can go up and touch a bottom and, you know, even no means yes type of mentality. And grandma, she'd slap a couple of them. Get your ass away from me.
You know right. what I should do? I should do that. I should take him a casserole and say, hey, Shane asked me to bring this to you.
Yeah.
He would probably just assume that I tricked you somehow and you didn't know.
That sorry probably. Son of a gun. He's uh-huh. so funny.
I just thought that was so...
So...
Like, because as soon as we started talking about it, I remembered on the Golden Girls, Sophia was searching through the obituaries to find these
I didn't know
men.
It was an actual yeah. thing. That's
and
crazy.
That couple, like, yeah. they were still married and she was trying to find someone for him because she was dying.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, I just, I think I found a new retirement goal.
Kim, that's what you should start doing. Searching. You should become a casserole lady.
When all these daddy's no. wives start dying, I'm going to go bring them one of my special casseroles. No. Hey, baby, you doing start okay?
You guys have lost your mind.
I brought you this
that is definitely
tater tot
not,
casserole. Mm-mm.
There's bacon
oh, God, that
in
sounds
it.
Good. I haven't had a tater tot casserole in a while.
I'll put bacon in it for you, baby. Mm-hmm. Bacon and butter.
Emily made...
You want extra cheese.
Three kinds come of cheeses over. And two kinds of potato mm-hmm. chips. I love casserole. You can just put anything in there.
Emily made a knockoff fettuccine chicken Alfredo with broccoli in it, like Olive Garden's last night. It tasted just like it. It was so good.
Did you know that's not a real Italian thing?
What?
Fettuccine Alfredo. It's like it's an American.
It's Americanized, yeah.
There are now places in Italy that will serve it just because so many American tourists request it when they go there. But it is actually not an Italian
pepperoni isn't Italian either.
This goddamn flood.
But all of the Chinese restaurants, Mexican
pizza isn't Italian either.
All of those places that it's all Americanized. It's not.
When you're in Italy, they will serve you. At some places, they will have like pepperoni. On pizza, but I think it's because of tourists.
Yeah.
So it's very different.
I just thought that tasting. Was, there's a gay comedian, Matteo Lane, who on one of the things he was talking about, like, yeah, it's not Italian.
Yeah. And something else I learned in Italy, they eat very late.
Yes.
And they eat very long. Mm-hmm. So like we wanted to go out to dinner one day when we were in Italy, we were in Rome and you know, Rome's a beautiful city, but I'm
10 o'clock.
Looking to eat. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to just find a place to eat dinner. And we're thinking, oh, you know, it's like 3 o'clock.
No.
We'll find a place for 6 o'clock dinner. Well, we're calling around and places aren't opening until 8. Mm-hmm. And we thought, that's weird.
That
Why would
weird.
You not open until 8? And they're like, yeah, we're all booked. But finally, we got a hold of these one people and they're like, yeah, well, we open at 7, but we have a reservation at 9 for one of the tables. That's the only table we have open. And I thought, okay, that's fine. And they're like, but you have to be done by 9. And I was like,
you said
I could be in by 7, right? And they're like, yeah.
We'll be done by 8.
You have to be done by 9, sir, or you have to leave. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. Trust me, we will be done. And as soon as we show up, like we're there when the doors open, we sit down and the waitress goes, by the way, we have a reservation at 9. So you have to be gone by 9. And I was like, trust me, 8 o'clock, we're gone.
Yeah, we're fine.
We are American. An hour yeah. is all we got.
We ain't sitting around chit and chat.
No. It's just That's so funny how like, Europeans just, you know, hang around and that, you know,
right.
which
meals
I know,
are events.
I knew that because when Maya, you know, who's Norwegian, like when she came over here, she would criticize us because we go in, we eat, and we leave. And she's like, can we sit down for a moment before we get up?
Why
and
are
leave?
You rushing me?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if I could just stand up and, like, you know, she just would feel like we were in a rut. She's like, are we in a hurry? Every time
no we're done eating why are we hanging remember? Around yeah. here
do you remember the first time you and her and I went out to eat in Greenville
I'm sure you'll remind me
I don't remember what was we ate But I had gotten up and went to the bathroom, and you took my straw and tied it in a knot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She thought it was hilarious. Yeah, she yeah. just about lost her shit because of him oh, tying my straw into a knot.
I've done that a couple times to Kim, and I can't remember if that's the place. But there was one time I did that to Kim, and the waitress saw me do it and got uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was her. It was there.
And she probably thought you were, like, putting a roofie in there or something.
I don't know if she thought that. I think that she kind of thought that I was, like, sabotaging it.
I wonder if it was a Bob Evans. I feel like it was a Bob Evans.
They're
going to
make me bring her another damn straw.
Yeah. Yeah, she got really uncomfortable. I remember that. And I like, had to, like, play it down. I was like, she's our friend. I'm just pranking her, you know. I had to, like, explain it out to her.
Yeah, poor Maya. She lost her shit there.
Yeah, it was so funny. And we went to that pizza place and convinced them, because you can tell that Maya's from Norway.
Yeah.
And we convinced them that she was a princess in Norway.
Oh, yes.
And so everyone came out of the pizza place to meet her.
Those pictures come up.
Oh, my God.
Those pictures come up on my Facebook the other night.
Princess Maya. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the second year she had come, I had bought us chauffeur's hats. And
we made
Norwegian
a big sign.
Flags,
oh, God.
Norwegian flags to put on the car, you know, like a consulate right. does, you know, and a big old sign that mm-hmm. said, "Welcome, Princess of Norway. And yeah.
So when she got to the Indianapolis airport, Kim and I are outside of her car standing there with this huge sign. Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Maya was so thrilled.
She was.
My God, it was so funny.
I'm just on a holiday incognito.
Uh-huh. All these people were British staring now. At us. It was so fun.
Actually, Josh was the one that took our picture.
Was he?
Yeah, because we didn't take the picture until we got back to his house.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yeah. I don't remember why we stopped at his house, but we stopped there for some reason, and we had him take a picture of us and Maya in front of the car with
Might
our chauffeur's
so
hat.
I think it was
him.
Because that was right after Andy had broken up with me, and I really wasn't
that's right, yeah.
In the best of circumstance mm-hmm. like
yeah we were probably just checking on you
because I was supposed to like come spend the night or something and I wasn't emotionally able to.
I think you might have even was supposed to go with us.
I think I was
to the airport,
but I
even bought her a tiara. I was standing at Shane had the sign and I was standing there with a tiara in my hand.
Aww. Waiting. Here you go, my princess.
Yeah, that was such a fun surprise.
I miss her so much.
I wish she'd come back and see
it. It's been so long. I miss her so much. That's been like 5 years ago or something.
The world
crazy.
Was a different place back
it was before
pre-COVID.
COVID. Oh, yeah.
We've all changed. We've all changed completely since then.
I know.
Yep.
I remember Maya was there when Josh was moving out of his ex-boyfriend's house. And they made me stay in the car because his ex-boyfriend was so scared of me. So Maya was the person who was allowed to be outside. And so I had to wait in my car.
That made me love her even more.
So Maya was like, okay, you know, I'll get out because I smoke, you know. And so I was like, Maya, watch. And if he says anything inappropriate, if he looks at Josh inappropriate, you know, just look at me. Flip me off something because I'm running inside real quick. And she goes, don't worry, I'll handle it.
I got this. She came in and she was like, oh no, you're not taking this.
Uh-huh. It was so funny. And at one point in time, I didn't see her and I couldn't see Josh. And no one came out of the house for a long time. And I thought,
something's going down.
Yeah, I thought, okay, it's been too long. I'm going inside.
Came in and sat right there and watched him.
I did, right in the center of the whole house.
His ugly sister was trying to run her mouth. She stepped
outside the house, too, and started yelling at me.
As soon as she'd come in, she'd shut up, and as soon as she'd step out the door, trash.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, Shane and I have been through so much. Mm-hmm. Nothing, like, what that trash
like
says,
Madea
is it going to phase
moment?
Us?
Because I was like, in the moment, I realized that, okay, Josh is okay. You know, everything's fine. I was like, oh, I guess I'll go back out to the car. And then I thought, hold on a minute.
Why should I?
In what world does an ex-boyfriend get to dictate how his ex-boyfriend's moving out of their house? And I thought, there's a chair right here in the middle of this house. I'm going to sit my fat butt in it.
He wasn't moving out of the house.
No,
my ex-boyfriend. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to sit right here and monitor it all.
I wasn't a dummy. Mm. I knew I was going to break up with them at some point. So I made sure the house and utilities and everything was in my name when we moved there.
You go.
I'm not stupid. When we moved into that house, I was like, I'm kind of getting the feeling this is going to go down south. So I'm going to cover my bases.
You was a wise man.
Oh, yeah.
You was a wise man.
The other day, I've been having some work done at my house.
Yeah.
And
yes, you have. God bless his heart.
Josh came to
my house. The handiest of handymen.
Saw the handyman.
I pulled in and he was bending over in your garage and, oh, bless his heart, bearded daddy.
I feel like that moment where B. Arthur had a spray.
Oh, the spray bottles.
Anyway, so I'm having the shower remodeled, so I wanted to get a new bath mat. And I thought, oh, you know, where, like, what place has good bath mats? On my birthday, you know, I thought, you know, I got a new door for this remodel. I'm going to go to Kohl's. Because I bet Kohl's has good bath mats.
Rich.
Marion?
Yeah, so I was at Marion.
TJ Maxx. And
I go to, I've not been at TJ Maxx a long time.
Could have got one for less than $10.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in Kohl's, and I've only ever been at Kohl's on like Black Friday. Well, I think I go with Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's about the only time. Yeah. That was the only time I went.
Well, I don't know if you guys have been in Kohl's. I don't think they are doing well. First off, it smells like a deceased department store.
Well, you have to remember what city you were in also.
Well,
they're living off of Kohl's cash and those Kohl's credit cards.
When you walk in, it looks like how Kohl's has looked since my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, they're not changing anything.
Not updating anything.
They're not updating anything. It's all the same. And what's really interesting is, like, when you go buy all the clothing, and of course, like, I'm not buying my clothing or anything there, so I can't tell you how any of that is good or bad or whatever. But they have good bath mats and stuff. They don't have a lot of stuff there. But they have good quality stuff, which is what I really like, because I will buy stuff on Amazon, but they have a really bad problem now.
Low quality.
Getting really low quality stuff.
So I told
you. I'm not done yet, Kim.
When you get done with that, I'll tell you another story about Amazon.
Okay. But Amazon is evidently, they have it in with the devil now, because they are getting stuff that I think used to come off Temu.
Oh, yeah. It's all the
same.
Like,
it's all this stuff
even
that
on
is
Walmart's
made real
app,
cheap off China.
You can get order the same stuff
nuts.
You get on Temu. And like, it's all just
the
same.
Like, if I put in bath mat on Amazon, I have to sift through all this junk that I know that if I put in my washer to wash it, it's going to fall apart or fade. Might last 2 or 3 times of washing it. And it's just junk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't like. And I'm thinking, am I just going to stop using Amazon because I don't trust it? And that's why I was like, well, I'm just going to go to Kohl's because I can't trust Amazon now because it's turned into Temu.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I think people stopped using Wish, because it was all just junk.
Junk. Yeah.
So anyway, so I go to Kohl's and I thought, okay, first of all, selection has gone a lot like, and maybe I'm just used to Black Friday where they have a better selection of stuff, but their selection's horrible. But the quality is great.
Yeah. Like,
the bath mat I bought there is amazing. Great. And it would have taken me a year to sift through all that junk to find a decent bath mat on Amazon. And I also really hate how Amazon does the returns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it takes me 10 years to figure it out.
Well, then there's people that are buying the junk returns. Like, you can buy them discounted. Oh, I'm like, good God.
Well, another thing about the Amazon returns is there is no UPS here in town, in our city.
Got to go 20 miles.
We have to go to Marion to return it to the UPS store. So it's not like I can even, you know, schedule a pickup with UPS or anything like that. They'll drop it off here.
Right.
They won't pick it up. So then I have to drive all the way over there
to
drop off
a
Marion.
Might as well just go to Kohl's, or you need to go to TJ. You could have, they have like stuff from Kohl's and Target and other good quality stuff, but it's from like last season. So it's half off. So like, I've got my bath mats I have now are really good quality, And I'm like, Grandma, where I wash, I like rugs that I can wash and, you know, they'll make it through the machine. And I got them for like $12.99 for the set.
Oh, nice.
They're nice and fluffy and cushy.
Yeah, mine is really nice that I got there and it's washable. And I can tell by the way it feels that I can wash it many times. Yeah. It's going to last for years.
That, you know, doesn't have the cheap backing where you take it out of the dryer and it's just to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, Amazon is really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, as I've gotten older, you know, when you're younger, your budget's not as large as when as you get older usually, and you buy cheaper stuff. But as I get older, I'm like, I'd rather buy less stuff of higher quality, knowing that I'll have it for years.
Well, the crazy thing to me is Amazon, even those things that look really cheap, a lot of times they're still marked up.
Yeah.
Which is why it's really hard to tell what stuff is the junk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like one bath mat can be, you know, $10. And I'm thinking, that's going to last a month.
That's a,
you know,
a $2 bath mat.
Next bath mat's $12. And that one's the good one. You know, so it's really hard to tell which one's the junk one because they'll intentionally mark up the fake one to make it look like it's a decent one. So that's, it's just, you know, stupid. And they also will have, like, they'll do that fake review thing where they will, like, do...
This like, was the greatest.
Yeah, they'll merge items. I don't know if you've ever seen that, where, like, you'll start looking at reviews, and you're like, these reviews aren't even for this item.
Yeah, yeah.
This thing has 1,000 good reviews. These reviews that people are talking about is not for this item.
I think I used Temu once, and I got the stuff, and I was like... Oh, it's cheap, and it is all cheap crap.
So oh, good.
Uninstalled.
Throw it away. Yeah. Yep.
I've been trying to do
There's
more.
Been a few things off of Temu that I've gotten that it's been decent.
Do you still use it?
I have it for a while now.
Yep.
Once the initial high wears off, I feel like, you know, that's what people, who they, oh, I have Temu, and I'm going to use it for a month or two.
I'm buying so much cheap stuff now.
Then you're like, well, great, now I just have a house full of cheap crap.
Yeah.
That nobody wants.
Kind of becomes an addiction for a moment.
Yeah.
Because there is, you know, sometimes people like to scroll Facebook. People become addicted to buying things, you know? And so Temu can be that easy out.
It's a high.
You get that little boost of happiness from, oh, and then you get to wait and, oh, and then unwrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't call it retail therapy for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you have a problem when you have a bunch of junk that you just can't use because it's junk.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do more sustainable, like doing thrift shops and stuff. Mm. Especially like I've mentioned before, I believe the clothing desert. I forget what country it is. It's somewhere in the middle of a desert, but like all the clothes that don't get sold at stores and all the, you know, just clothes don't really deteriorate and everybody wears them and they build up. So a lot of them end up in this desert where they eventually just get covered over with sand. So this desert looks like it's just very duney, like just covered in dunes, but it's all just huge piles of clothes that,
oh my God.
And when it does rain, all the like dyes and toxins that we use to, you know, create these, well, they're called throwaway fashions on Temu and what, like the cheap clothes, throwaway fashions. And it's, I mean, it's really becoming a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
People are, you know, that the dyes they use to make clothes are very toxic. Mm. And, you know, depending on the country they're made in, they can just dump it in the river or into the groundwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the clothes themselves, when they get thrown away, leak it all out. And it's just never ending. And then the cheap throwaway fashions, they just keep making them and they last one or two washes and oh, gotta buy more, throw this away forever, it'll be here for another few hundred years. I got this shirt at a thrift store. Also happy with it.
That is a nice shirt.
It's cute.
It's actually my mystery for today.
Mm. Well, tell to us, Josh. Now we can't.
I picked out my outfit and I was like, wait, I have a Medusa shirt. And if you'll see on my shirt, she is Medusa. And if you get near her, you'll get stoned.
Oh.
Because she's smoking a doobie.
That's funny.
Stoned. Get it, Kim?
I get it.
Well, my mystery today is one that I have been saving for just the right time. She is another mythical creature, much older than many of the ones I've covered. Her origins are a patchwork of tales, and she seems like a great gal to get stoned with. Couldn't help myself. From victim to monster, and now as the face of sexual assault survivors. If you ever think you've had a bad hair day, it was nothing compared to my favorite monster, Medusa. Now, when it comes to Greek mythology, tales will vary because it was word of mouth for much of history. So as time passed, each region ended up with different tales of the same story. When most people think of Medusa, they picture the woman with snakes for hair, and if you cross her path, you'll get stoned more than Willie Nelson.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. The hero Perseus beheads her and uses her head to defeat a monster by turning it to stone. And while her stony stare does help to save the city, if you know about her origin story, you'll be heartbroken for her the next time you hear about it or see it. Bless her heart. Going back from the legend of Perseus, long before he came and cut her head off, Medusa was a beautiful young lady who was a priestess at a temple of Athena, much like the one we visited in Nashville. Her name means guardian or protector, and she was known for her gorgeous, long, flowing hair and a beauty that rivaled the gods. If anyone knows about Greek gods, especially Athena, most were jealous creatures who were basically spoiled little brats. As a priestess of Athena, Medusa had to take a vow of chastity, since Athena is the literal virgin goddess of warfare. I would have been out. No, you want me to what? Bye. I am a gorgeous young woman with pretty hair. Hell no. Well, Medusa loved her life in the temple, and she devoted everything to serving Athena, and in the end, she was paid back in misery. Now, old Athena didn't really make friends among the other gods. Being the goddess of war, it's safe to say she was a little hot-headed. Shocker. One of the more powerful gods she didn't get along with was Poseidon, and wouldn't you know it, the temple Medusa lived at was right by the sea. One day, Poseidon was riding by on a dolphin or something, and his eye caught the beauty of Medusa. He then dragged her to the temple and violated her, claiming her for himself and pissing off Athena in one vile act.
Shame.
Athena wasn't mad at Poseidon, though. She blamed Medusa for seducing him and luring him into the temple. I mean, how dare she, a human, allow herself to be overpowered by a god and break her vow? So as a punishment for being sexually assaulted in her temple, Athena cursed Medusa into the creature we know today, called a Gorgon. Turning her long hair into a mass of green snakes and her eyes that would turn anyone who looked upon them to stone, ensuring that Medusa would forever be alone and that there would be anguish in her betrayal. That is, until Perseus came and cut her head off. And he actually eventually gave her head to Athena, who made it part of her shield. I looked in the picture of her shield I took at the one in Nashville. The very center of it is the head of Medusa.
Hmm.
I wonder, well, I remember seeing that when we got there. I'm like, why is Medusa's head on her shield?
Right.
And because she could no longer look at any humans, and because she was shunned by the gods, Medusa was forced to travel to the very ends of the earth, to a place known as Gorgon's Land. And there she was cursed to dwell alone forever. Or was she? In another tale, Medusa wasn't alone, and she also wasn't the only one there when she lived in Gorgon's Land. Specifically, there were two others who looked a lot like Medusa, names Theno and Uriel. Can't believe I got that right on the first go. But I had my pages messed up. I normally number them. Which brings us to another legend of Medusa that I like a lot better. Once there were three sisters, Gorgons, daughters of the primordial sea god Phorusis and the sea monster Ceto, who was the daughter of the earth goddess Gaia. They lived far off to the furthest most west of the earth at a constant edge of night. The two oldest sisters were immortal, but Medusa was not. Unlike the rest of her family, she lived knowing that she would die someday. Her sisters were more evil and bloodthirsty than Medusa was. Both enjoyed killing anyone who dared cross their path with their stone stare, long tusk-like teeth, or the copper daggers they wore on the ends of their fingers. And did I mention the dozens of venomous biting snakes they also had in their hair?
Oh, could you imagine?
In some accounts, the sisters even had dragon-like wings that they could fly around on. And why might someone venture into their lands, knowing that they were there waiting to kill them? Well, the blood of a Gorgon was said to be a miracle cure, or a curse, depending on what side of the body it was taken from. It could either bring back the dead or kill you with the poison from their serpent hair. Whatever the legend, eventually, Medusa still meets her fate by Perseus's hand. But in this one, her sisters loved her dearly and actually chased Perseus across the sea to get their revenge. And you can find out why they couldn't catch him on Unmasked. And I'll give you a hint. The call is coming from inside the monster. So excited. I got to wear my shirt for my Medusa.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt.
I forgot my friend crocheted me a little Medusa character. Ooh, I was going to bring it. Cute. I even had it on my list. As soon as I got here, I checked my list and I was like, it's in my hutch. I was right there.
Did you remember to get me a little potted plant?
No, I haven't seen her since.
Oh, you haven't seen her?
No. I probably will this weekend.
Okay, I'll send you a text put it message. On my, yeah.
And my bless your heart this week ties into Medusa's story of a victim who overcame and grew into something more powerful. To protect privacy, I won't give out their names, but let's all give a bless your heart to single moms and the love they share with their babies. I learned this week that an old friend of mine is going through the mill right now. She recently lost her ex-husband unexpectedly. They were divorced, but they had three small children together. Luckily, she has a strong support system in her village, and she needs it. Her ex-husband's father is going to prison for sexually assaulting at least one of their children, and that horrendous act played a major part in her ex-husband's life coming to an end. Not only did that monster do that to his own grandchildren, but it made his son so heartbroken that he no longer wished to live. The last I saw, his family opted not to have a funeral in an effort to hide their shame and secrets. But all it did was take away the closure that his three young children needed. I am sharing this because I saw on her social media that she shared it to get the man in prison faster and no longer hide what they're trying to hide. I give a huge bless your heart to her, her children, and her beautiful heart. She is one of the best people I've been lucky enough to know, and I know she and her babies will all get through this together. No matter what we are put through, either curse or trauma, always keep your heart filled with love, or it might turn to stone.
Mm. Very nice.
That was good. Sad story, though.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just learned about it this past week, all just on her social media, and I don't know, it just kind of stuck with me, not just for the fact that I can't believe this happened to anybody, let alone, you know,
right,
such a beautiful inside and out person and mm-hmm. her innocent babies, but as it occurred to me the other night when I was like, you know, she's sharing that publicly because she wants to get it out there. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, I won't say their names because, you know, I don't want to put them on blast or nothing, but I'm like, at least, you know, share their story and yeah. let it be maybe help to someone else going mm-hmm. through something similar.
Yeah.
Well, we want to give a big shout out to our amazing patrons. Hi, hello, and howdy to Lilith, Stephan E, Stacy B, and Stephanie M. Thank you all for supporting the podcast on Patreon. We hope you're enjoying our podcast and look forward to more exciting episodes in the future. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram or join us on Patreon for bonus episodes. And you can find us under both platforms under at It's Mystery Inc. And don't forget Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole on Facebook. And check out our website, itsmysteryinc.com, to buy any of our fabulous merchandise, our Amazonite necklaces, little dicks, our Mystery Inc. logo shirt that Kim has on her bosom right now, her BVDs, we got tumblers and coffee cups galore. And we also welcome your contributions. If you have any suggestions for mysteries, heartwarming stories, unusual criminal behavior, or anything that has left you shit and fire, please don't hesitate to share it with us. And you guys have any?
No, that's it.
That's all good.
Thank you all for joining us today. Bless your heart.
Next time.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.